Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out about the Endowment and its programs by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Anita Bisotto, Chief Marketing Officer and Senior Vice President of the United States Postal Service. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Bob Reeve. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Anita, your role as the Chief Marketing Officer is somewhat unique within the federal government. Could you describe the responsibilities of the CMO and how it fits into the mission and the activities of the Postal Service?
I'd be happy to do that. I guess it's interesting to think of my position as being unique in the federal government. I hadn't really thought about that before, but the Postal Service itself is really unique in terms of government. We have customers. You know, we deliver 207 billion pieces of mail to 138 million addresses 6 days a week. And we do that with virtually no taxpayer dollars. So we have to have customers. We have to build the revenue to fund maintaining that kind of infrastructure. So the marketing group is all about establishing and maintaining relationships with our customers and growing the revenue to support the infrastructure that provides universal service. We have to understand our customers' needs. We sometimes have to understand what they're going to need in the future, anticipate those needs. We have to develop the products and solutions to meet the customer's needs. We have to price those products and services correctly, and we have to make sure that folks know that they exist so that we can sell them. So marketing in the Postal Service is very much like marketing in any business. We have to acquire customers, retain customers, and look for new opportunities to generate revenue.
How many employees are engaged in marketing?
Well, in some ways, 800,000. You know, every postal employee is an opportunity to touch the customer and to influence that customer's feelings about the Postal Service or their willingness to do business with us. In the marketing group at headquarters, we have just over 400 folks. And about 1,000 or so folks in the field devoted to the marketing and sales activity, you know, outside of the headquarters area. But virtually everybody in the Postal Service has a role in the marketing of our business.
Anita, you've got several groups and VPs in charge of those groups that work for you, including service and market development, product development, pricing and classification, sales, advertising, and international business. How do these groups function together to execute the mission of the marketing organization as well as the Postal Service?
You know, it's critical that they function very tightly together. I mean, the key to what we do is all about the integration of all of the activities related to touching the customer. Everybody has a role. Our service and market development folks and our sales folks know the customers. They understand the customer needs. They translate that back to the product folks who build the products to support those needs. The pricing people, the classification people build the product lines, do the classification work to deal with our regulatory, to deal in the regulatory environment. The advertising folks go out and sell and make sure that folks are aware of the services. So it really is an integrated activity, and every point in that process is an important one to ensuring success.
You've held a number of different positions in the Postal Service. Can you describe your career and how you got to where you are today?
In 5 minutes or less?
Right.
I have 28 years this fall in the Postal Service, and I started out carrying mail in Christmas time when I was in college. Worked a summer also as an 89-day temporary summer replacement. I came in career as a distribution window clerk, so I sorted mail, and I worked the window, sold stamps. And then I started moving along. I got a management trainee position. From that, I was able to go out and do first-line supervision in mail processing. I had experience doing delivery, working in delivery. I was an acting postmaster for a while. I spent a year or so working as a superintendent of postal operations in a medium-sized post office in the suburbs of Chicago. Then I moved up into the regional office, where I was a revenue protection specialist in the finance group. From that, I moved into the Rates and Classification Service Center. I was promoted to the manager of that service center. And about 10 years ago, I moved to headquarters as the manager of business mail acceptance. Moved from that position to the vice president of pricing and product design, and in September of last year, I moved into my present position. So it's been a very long and interesting career. I've done everything from sell stamps to sort mail to gas trucks when the carriers have come in after delivering their route. So it's been a fascinating business, and it's really been an interesting place to spend 28 years.
Is there any one experience or set of things that you just described in your career that best prepared you for your present position?
You know, I don't know if there's any one thing that best prepared me for my present position. I really think that it's a combination of all of the experiences that I've had that best prepare me. I mean, my time in the field was invaluable. Working in positions where I directly interacted with the customer, as our window clerks do today, as our carriers do today, certainly gives me an understanding of those activities and the opportunities that I wouldn't have had without that. Working at various levels of supervision, I think, just provides insight into how the business is managed, how the business is run, what are the issues, what are the challenges facing people on a day-to-day basis. I mean, directly, you know, the things I've done over the last 10 years, working at headquarters with our large customers, understanding the customer base, understanding their needs, doing the pricing, working with the regulator, clearly are all key, you know, key issues, key learnings related to what I'm doing right now. But I think really it's a combination of anything. I couldn't pick out one particular experience and say that's the thing that best prepared me for where I am today.
Tell us about the key characteristics of the leaders you've been around in your career.
Well, I think all of them have done one thing, and they've done it very well, and that sort of set the vision for where they want to go. And some of them then just get out of the way and let the folks around them make that happen. Some of them have stayed more engaged, but it doesn't really matter what their style around that was. What was important was they saw where they were going and were able to articulate that vision in a compelling way to the organization in a way that inspired people to act because they knew where they were going and they knew why they were going there. I mean, good leaders know how to manage change. They surround themselves with the right people. They're not afraid to surround themselves with people that are better than they are in certain things. They fill their own gaps. They focus on a few things and make sure that they're done well.
The Postal Service is so big. How does one communicate those ideas to so many people?
You know, that is an incredible challenge. You really have to articulate the vision and then rely on the folks to cascade the vision down. We have a number of ways in the Postal Service that we communicate to our employees, starting with newsletters, ending with our postal television network, where we can send out, we do live broadcasts, we do training across that network. So any opportunity to touch an employee is one that we try to capitalize on. We provide stand-up talks to supervisors in the field so they can provide information to the employees that work for them. So really, everybody has to get involved. So that means that we have to articulate the vision in a way that it's easily translated all the way down the line.
You report directly to the Postmaster General. What's it like to have a working relationship with someone who, just like you say, is in charge of 800,000 people? How much time do you spend with him? I mean, how does one do that?
Well, I think, you know, in some ways, despite the breadth of the organization, there are challenges associated with leading any organization and the management and the leadership group. It's important that they get together frequently. The executive committee meets at minimum on a weekly basis to talk about what's going on in the organization and to set the direction. But, you know, working with the Postmaster General is, first of all, it's a delight. He's a delightful guy, very down to earth. He knows where we're going. He knows how to articulate the vision. So he's easy to work with, but it's like working with anybody who's your boss.
Tell us about the culture of the Postal Service. In particular, I'm interested in contrasting it between, say, a private sector, for-profit organization and a large traditional government bureaucracy. Where you see it?
Well, I really think that we are more like a large for-profit organization than we are like a government agency. We have customers, we have revenue goals, we have challenges that I think some of the other agencies don't have. On the other hand, we're not answering to you know, to our investors, as some private concerns are. But my experience with folks in the private industry and discussions with friends that work for a large private organization leads me to believe that we are much more like a large private organization than we are like a government agency.
That's a good stopping point. Come back with us after the break as we continue our conversation about management with Anita Bezzotto of the U.S. Postal Service. The Postal Service's website is usps.com, not .gov. We'll ask Anita why this is when the Business of Government Hour returns.
The PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government publishes a magazine called The Business of Government that includes interviews with federal leaders, excerpts from grant reports, and thought leadership on government management issues of the future. The spring issue is devoted to the topic of human capital. Find out about the six important human capital questions facing government, key players and change agents in the federal human resource arena, and the CIA's new approach to recruiting. Plus, read profiles of government leaders who are bringing about positive change in their organizations. To download the magazine, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com. You can also request a copy by calling 703-741-1077.